This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's scary out there. Ooh, you better be very afraid. I'm not talking about guns. I'm not talking about knives. I'm talking about bombs. Oh, man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. While I was traveling, there was a bomb scare. Now, I've had bomb scares at different places where I've worked. I had a girlfriend that worked at the credit bureau. And they had them all the time. There's a bomb in the building, you know, because somebody was mad because their credit score dropped or something. There are bomb scares at businesses, at colleges and universities, at schools, everywhere. But this one, whoa, this is a biggie here, boy. Because the bombs were sent to everybody that Donald Trump had a beef with. Well, not everybody. It didn't go to all the Holly weirdos. It only went to De Niro, and that was breaking news. Because at first, we didn't even know that. It was Soros. They detonated a bomb outside of Soros' house. And then it was Soros and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Everybody afraid of the bombs. So we got the bomb scare. And I want to get into I don't know how we'll cover it, but I definitely want to cover this in a way that, you know, where you kind linearly. Okay, how does that sound? Linearly. Because the minute I heard it, I called it Bombgate. Why not, right? Bomb scares intercepted on the way to some prominent folks' houses. And so it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama at first. It's grown since then, and I'm gonna get into that. Yeah. When I heard it, I said, because I was at a layover at the airport. And my editor goes, Kevin, there was breaking news of a bomb. And she says, I got it out there. Can you promote it? And I'm like, did you promote that story as real news? I was actually upset about it because I'm going, you must know that's fake. You must know that that's a contrived story by the left. I mean, surely you're a paid editor. You've worked for me for quite some time. You know this. And she was like, no, I just wanted to get this story out. I mean, it was a bit, and I get it. It was a good click story because, like, bombs have been sent. You know, bum, 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 bum. And so everybody's like, what's going on? Oh, my gosh. And immediately I went, you know, that's a fake story. So they only targeted Democrats. They only targeted Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. Are you kidding me? Why would we target those people? To be honest with you. Ask yourself this question. Why would we target anybody? The Democrats are delivering for us in a way that we could never deliver for ourselves. Why would we target any of them? I mean, I joke and said, was Sasquatch targeted? Did they send a bomb to the woods? What about the abominable snowman? Oh, Loch Ness Monster. Certainly somebody targeted Nessie. The Chupacabra, was he targeted? Oh, and the infamous Tea Party racist, was a unicorn targeted? What about the leprechaun? The guy that's waiting, you know, because he's got all the gold at the end of the rainbow. Are you starting to get the picture? These invisible people that nobody cares, that really, but was Santa Claus targeted? What about the Easter Bunny? Just to drive home the point. And, of course, I wanted to end it on the Tea Party races. So I shouldn't have added those other two. This was such a farce. What did I tell you guys? If you've listened to my program long enough, I told you the Democrats' level of desperation is going to blow your mind. And the more that they begin to realize that they are toast, the level of desperation that they'll sink to has no depth. It does not end. It's endless. And that's what you're witnessing. I mean, think about it. These guys supposedly came off of we came off the Kavanaugh thing. What were we just talking about prior to this? What was the big news story prior to the bombing, right? It was, what was it, media related? I can't even remember. I honestly can't even remember what it was. It's taken our mind off of that. You guys think about it because you don't have to do the radio show at the same time. But here's the deal. I can't even remember. But it was something the Democrats thought was in their favor. Oh, the caravan. Duh. So why suddenly are we off the caravan and we have a breaking story that the Democrats know is going to take everybody's mind off of the caravan? I call it the invasion. Is it because the invasion is no longer a success? Is it because the people in the invasion are actually saying things like, well, we do know there are criminals. We do know there are terrorists in this invading horde. Maybe it's because Donald Trump says, I'm going to put the military along the border. I don't know. Maybe it's because there's a Category 5 storm bearing down on these people, and they're starting to wonder what the heck is going on, you know, with them. Maybe it's that. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of reasons, but it's all the oxygen got sucked out of the caravan. Maybe it's because they're not going to make it in time to make a difference in the midterms. Not that they would have anyway. Why would anybody want to hurt the Republicans' best two recruiting tools, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Barack Obama. He's got bomb in his name, Barack Obama. He does. Take out all those A's and R's. He got bomb right in his name. Anyway, this dynamic duo is the reason that we've got Donald Trump as president. Why would we want to ruin that? Why would we interrupt that? Why would we do anything to jack with that? Because we wouldn't. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a farce, man. I tell you, I'm so enjoying this, I can't even see straight. The man who gave Republicans 1,080 seats, and they want you to believe that we want to bomb him. The dude who, he just did a new rally, and he couldn't get 1,000 people together. Ex-president of the United States, much bigger stature than when he was a nobody. I want you to just consider this. When Barack Obama was a nobody, he could get thousands of people to show up. When I say nobody, a junior senator from Illinois, he could rouse a full football stadium of people who wanted to hear his nonsense. Today, he can't get 1,000 people to show up to anything that he does. We got a lot to talk about. The dying Democratic Party is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about this farce of the bomb threat that occurred last week. Because
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, more on the bomb hoax. That's what it is. It's a hoax. Is it official? Could be. I don't know. Is it? Who knows? Who cares? I'll tell you this. The minute I heard it, I was like, this is as fake as it comes. Fake as it gets. This is more fake than, I don't know, this dude I met with the other day who had a toupee on. It looked like a raccoon just gripping his head, you know, gripping it. And I was almost like, dude, just take it off. You know, it's not that big of a deal. We know you ain't got any hair underneath there. It's no big deal. Come on, bald is beautiful. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So the media goes crazy over this fake news stuff. They just went berserk. Here's a montage.
Has the president's rhetoric, Senator, against the news media, including CNN, calling us the enemy of the American people, for example, fake news, has that stoked these violent tendencies, at least in some people?
I think that that's obvious. I have been concerned about this for a long time. I spoke about it at length in the Senate starting in January about the president's rhetoric.
Let's remember, we have a president who has talked for a couple of years now about imprisoning his political rival in Hillary Clinton. who has encouraged violence against the media. Just last week, talking about the assault on a reporter by a congressman in Montana and saying that he's his kind of guy.
It's hard to see this outside of the context of the president's hostility towards Mrs. Clinton, who tried to briefly speak towards unity, towards Barack Obama, towards George Soros.
The president and his allies, they need to dial down the political rhetoric. They are making people less safe, they are making journalists less safe, and they are making law enforcement officers less safe.
Look, we don't know who did this, right. We don't know what their motive was,
right.
But it's a very obvious thread, and maybe it's meant as a ruse, but it's an obvious thread. The Obamas, the Clintons, yeah. John Brennan, CNN, George Soros, these are people and organizations that President Trump continually attacks, mm-hmm. demonizes.
But if you look at who they've targeted so far, it's almost like they're following Donald Trump's Twitter feed. And starting with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Not
but Jake, certainly one question for the president, one question for the White House. Is the rhetoric, the intense rhetoric that he has been saying and his supporters have been giving out over these last several weeks leading into midterm elections, and certainly even before that, is that contributing to any of this?
Say, I mean, they are all people that Donald Trump hates. They are all people that he has used violent, ugly, incendiary rhetoric against, whether it's journalists like CNN, where the John Brennan letter was addressed, or Hillary Clinton, you know, from the locker up chants.
Oh, and you know, I was been texting with my former colleagues at CNN, and they're scared. And one former colleague said, "This is what happened when the president calls you the enemy of the people."
That's right.
And I thought, my gosh, you know, it's the tone is coming from the top, and now CNN has become a target. Journalists that are simply trying to do their job.
There you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I say to the media, get a room. Holy cow. Get a room. You and the Democrats. Oh, man. I mean, okay, I don't know if you guys caught it. How many times did they say the president's rhetoric? How many times did they say his attack on Hillary Clinton? His encouraged violence against the media? People are less safe, journalists, law enforcement, just regular people. All of them were people that Trump has, or, you know, that he attacks regularly. All you had to do was follow Trump's Twitter feed. Violent, ugly, incendiary rhetoric. Chants, lock her up. Enemy of the people, he calls the media, and it's the tone they say coming from the top. Yeah, that's what it is. Nice try. Get a room. We've had many, many years to get these clowns. And suddenly this year, somebody decided to act. They're calling them the MAGA or MAGA. I don't know. I say MAGA because I like saying MAGA, MAGA. But MAGA terrorist, MAGA bomber, like the Unabomber. It's so funny because they really want it to stick, and it's not going to. Yeah. Get a room. So I was thinking if they were going to go after somebody, why not go after all of the people who are coming in line? Go after the Democrat secession. You know, go get Biden. Go get Kamala Harris. Go get Elizabeth Warren. Go get Cory Booker. Go get, who else do they think can make it? Julian Gonzalez or just Castro or whatever. I don't forget all these knuckleheads' names. But Bernie Sanders, why not go after them? That's the down line, if you will, of the Democrats, the people that you would think Donald Trump would say, we got to stop them. We got to stop that leadership team. Said no Republican ever. You want to know why? Because the Democrats don't have a leadership team. They're done. They're toast. I'd love for somebody to tell me, by the way, how you could get through the cameras and other security surrounding the Clintons and the Obamas. How is it that they're able to intercept all of these packages from everybody? And why would you even bother to target Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama when you know the gauntlet of protection that they have by way of Secret Service and everything else? It's as if, I'm just saying here, thinking out loud, they wanted to be caught. Yeah. Did you check out the bombs? Who wired these bombs? Clock Boy? And holy mother of Muhammad, at least have the decency to have one bomb actually detonate I'm just saying, if you're going to try to pull off a ruse, at least one of them, maybe somewhere, let it be real. We'll get back to that. I mean, it made me think, where did they get these bombs? Were these like Acme, you know, Wile E. Coyote bombs or Tweakers R Us? Who? And I don't know much about bomb making. I know a lot about electrical engineering and engineering and circuitry. And from what I was told, you know, they shouldn't have wires sticking out of both ends. Now, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't think it would, now, unless they had it insulated, because it's a closed circuit. It's a closed loop. Anyway, you don't want to close the loop. You close the loop when somebody, or open it when somebody, you know, boop, pops the thing up, so it becomes a switch. But I wasn't trying to figure it out from that, because for me, it's a ruse, a total ruse. Well, I'm literally looking at this and saying to myself, wow, Democrats, do you think America is this stupid? But there are people that are. There are people who are. So, you know, if you're one of them that believed it, I'm not getting after you. I don't think many people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show believed it. I think you guys got it right away. You were like, no, no, no. I got this. Kev, no need to explain. Dud bombs. I mean, so you're sending yourself dud bombs, and then Hillary Clinton holds a teleconference where she's made up. You know, she's got a prepared speech. I don't understand what's going on here. Why are they coming after us? We got more. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today.
Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty for Bowers and are going through those steps. Pennsylvania State Senator Democrat Jay Acosta joined Fox News and was asked about security at churches and synagogues.
I don't think that's where folks want us to be, but I think it's unfortunate that we've come to a point in time that's what we need to talk about, and I do believe that conversation will be something we take up.
The military is planning on sending 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. The caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. A suspicious package addressed to CNN was intercepted at an Atlanta postal facility, and Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats across the country, is appearing in federal court this hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score. Total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, I love your show. I think the best thing that happened to you was getting fired from Fox, because I didn't even know you had a show. I've seen you for, I'm thinking, this guy is great. Then I heard you were fired from Fox, which is basically a joke. It's just a bunch of rhinos now, which I'm sick of. And I got on the internet and I saw you had a show, and I listen to you every day. I think you're great. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the call, my brother. My brother. It's Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. We are talking about the bomb farce. It was all the rage last week, and rightfully so, because it was such a joke. You guys recognize it. Congratulations. You have been trained in the art of kung fu, political kung fu. Wah. Kwai Tian Kang. It's an old reference for you millennials that are looking at me like, what's he talking about? Why is he speaking all Chinese and stuff? Speak English. Oh, my goodness. This is a fun... It's a fun time. So, I did some tweets on this. And here's what I tweeted at the time when this story broke. I was actually in an airport. I couldn't write anything, so I was a little disappointed. But I said, I can tweet some stuff. So, I said, breaking. Disgraced FBI director James Comey, a former FBI director, reports that he heard from the White House janitor's sister-in-law's nephew's friend that Trump may be involved with bomb scare. CNN confirms source. Oh, yeah. That was a good tweet. I did this one. Just so we're clear, bomb scare is the new Me Too, I Believe Her, BLM, etc. More leftist BS. Perfect initials. Get it? Bomb scare? BS. I tweeted this. Mueller sent those bombs, so he didn't have to release that damning report before the midterms. Why won't Mueller release this report? I find it unbelievable. Unbelievable, too, but unbelievable. He won't release this report. He's happy that this is going on. It takes all the... Think of what it took the air out of. It took the air out of good economic news. I mean, good stuff happening. Bill Mitchell tweeted this. Isn't the media even a little curious why the bomber attached postage to an envelope that was delivered by a courier? Who was the courier company? Where was the pickup? Who paid for the delivery? Are you getting any of this? I was looking at reports. This is so backfired on the left. Everybody's looking at this. Here's what they said. I mentioned it earlier. I've seen pipe bombs. It is all encapsulated into the pipe itself. I'm just saying, there's no wire sticking out of the pipe. It's a totally encapsulated pipe bomb, period. That was number one. They said number two, the timer, the clock that was used on there, didn't even have an alarm. It's little more than just something that gives you the time. So it couldn't set it off. It didn't have anything that said trip the switch when the alarm goes. They said this was a worse bomb than Clock Boy built, and I was joking when I brought up Clock Boy. It was worse than Clock Boy's. Bill Mitchell noticed it. Steve McGranahan, he's a Twitter follower of mine, he said this. I love this. Fake bombs, fake migrants, fake witnesses, fake polls, fake credit, fake audiences, fake fainting, fake dossier, fake Russians, fake news, fake blame, fake numbers, fake protests, fake victims, fake heritage, fake party, the real problem. Man, what a way to put it. Does that not just, I mean, honestly, as I'm reading those and I'm thinking of all the things that the left are fakes about. They're fakes about their resumes. They're fakes about their accomplishments, past or present. They're fakes about everything that they stand for. They say they're tolerant when they're not. They say they're colorblind when that's all they see. They say they want a level playing field when they do everything they can to get an advantage over you. It is nothing but lies. They are nothing but a whole team of fakes. And this guy, Steve McGranahan, he nailed them. So I saw this story. I called foul immediately. Got not upset, but when one of my editors said, Kevin, this story's going to break. I was upset. I was like, this isn't a story. This is a fake news story. This is a propaganda story, a fake narrative. You got to ridicule it. Lou Dobbs did. Fox Business's Lou Dobbs called the bombs fake. Then he took the tweet down. Let me tell you what happened to Lou. Lou got a call from Fox Management. Lou said, this is fake. They're fake bombs. Fox Management said, Lou, we're getting a lot of bad Twitter feedback. Will you please take it down? And Lou took it down. Here's what they said. Fox host Lou Dobbs called the bombs sent to prominent Democrats, including former President Obama and former Secretary of State Clinton and CNN, fake bombs in a tweet that has since been deleted. The bombs, which were intercepted, appeared to be coordinated efforts. The attempted attacks have raised new fears about violence in a politically polarized country less than 2 weeks before the midterms. Fake news, fake bombs, wrote Dobbs in a now-deleted tweet. Who could possibly benefit by so much fakery? Did he say fakery? That's blatantly bad. Wow, I can't believe he used the word fakery. He should be fired over that. So I guess Lou didn't want to get fired over stating the obvious, which, by the way, is what millions of Americans were feeling. We all knew it was fake. Lou just said it. And Fox, I know how it works. It's happened to me enough times. For the last time when I called those women that were accusing Kavanaugh lying skanks, which is what they are, and they called me, Kevin, I can't believe you used the word skanks. What should I have said, skunks? What if I had said scant? It's funny. One letter, and that's enough for you. Oh, wow, look at this. I'm not trying to make fun of it or light of it in the sense of what they may interpret it to be, but I'll be honest with you. I don't care what anybody thinks. Melissa says to me, we don't want you to be known as the guy that calls women skanks. I said, I'm not the guy. I don't think of women as skanks. I think of some women as skanks. And by the way, I think of some men as skanks. But anyway, Dobbs took it back. They probably said, don't say anything about it, Lou. And then, of course, all the lefty papers started writing about it. Lou Dobbs said that it's fake news and fake bombs. And now let me tell you what they want. Let me just tell you, if you want to jump ahead, you can. Can you jump ahead? They want some of these bombs to blow up. They'd like somebody to get hurt. preferably an illegal. Somebody illegal, the maid working for somebody who goes to get the mail, bomb goes off. Lou Dobbs, you killed her. Donald Trump, you killed a Guatemalan maid. That's what they want. They want to see some carnage. But they don't want it to be them. They want it to be their kids or anything. But if it turns out there's some poor, you know, Mexican gardener or black maid or whatever who gets blown up because of a bomb that they know is there, they will milk it. It could have been their brother-in-law that built that bomb. They wouldn't. You'll never know. They'll milk it. We loved old Gwenna Jean. Gwenna Jean was like part of the family. Then why'd you let her check the mail when you knew a bomb was there? Folks, there is no limit to what these people will do. Don't sell them short for 1 second. They will do whatever it takes to make this appear to be real. They want to blame this on Donald Trump. This is Trump's fault. Yeah, he's the reason for this. I played a clip earlier. It was a montage. Donald Trump didn't. Donald Trump, he was going after Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. He wanted them. Yeah. But Hillary Clinton is such a good. She's practically an advertisement for why you don't want Democrats to get into office. Who else? Robert De Niro? Who else? Clapper? God, I tell you what, guys. Where are the women and children that are not of ill repute that you can use? Because you are using the worst possible victims to try to gain sympathy. People are like, well, you're trying to blow up Clapper? I don't really care about it. Go in the hood and say, hey, do you care that somebody sent a pipe bomb to Clapper or at CNN? Or where else did they send it? Now they got extras because we'll be talking about those in a second. Do you care? Ask the average black person, do you care? They're like, man, I mean, you know, I ain't right. You know, you send all these bombs. But, I mean, who sent the bombs? We don't really know who sent the bombs. You know, are they really bombs? You'll be surprised at what they know and what they put together. They'll be like, man, sounds kind of fishy to me, man, because I don't see no Republicans want to put together no bombs over this. You know, Donald Trump is winning. I mean, he's big balling. Donald Trump, he's a winner, man. Shoot, everybody want to be Trump. That's what you'll hear. You're not going to hear some woe is me like, well, I mean, the Republicans are losing, you know, so I can understand him. Him getting desperate. Said no black person ever. Not today. They love Donald Trump. In the 30 percentile. Democrats are desperate. We got more coming up, folks. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Thank you all very, very much. Before I begin, I want to say a few words about the news this morning of suspicious packages being sent to various public figures and a news organization. Many of you and others across our country have asked after me and my family, and I'm very grateful for that. We are fine, thanks to to the men and women of the Secret Service who intercepted the package addressed to us long before it made its way to our home. Every day we are grateful for their service and commitment, and obviously never more than today. But it is a troubling time, isn't it? And it's a time of deep divisions, and we have to do everything we can to bring our country together.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Hillary Clinton. You remember that dude that ran for president twice, lost? That was Hillary. And she's trying to look presidential in the wake of this potential disaster, this thing that could have happened to her. Oh, my gosh. People are coming after me. I'm relevant. I must be because they want to bomb me. Nobody cares about Hillary Clinton. Nobody cares about Barack Obama. Nobody cares about George Soros. Do we mention them a lot? Yeah. They're opposition. We mention them. But nobody cares about them. The idea that somebody would take them. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, as I said earlier, are two of the best people to have running for Donald Trump to have his whipping post. You couldn't ask for better. Barack Obama's policy stunk. Hillary Clinton's foreign policy was the worst of any Secretary of State in modern history, and there have been some bad ones. And not only that, she's also the most crooked politician probably close to in the history of this nation. I mean, I've never seen anybody take advantage of politics to the degree that the Clintons did. In your face, full frontal nudity right there. Ooh. And that's what we're talking about, a woman that's, well, I want civility. She's asking for civility. The woman who said that you can't be civil to Republicans.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. And you heard how the Republican members, led by Mitch McConnell, the president, really demeaned the confirmation process.
Somebody tell me, what planet do you have to be from in order to believe that nonsense? How can you be civil when someone wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about? Couldn't we ask ourselves that question? See, the difference is they want to destroy the things that we care about because we care about America. They want, if what we want to destroy of them is their special interests. I care about transgender. I care about black issues. I care about women issues. How about we care about humanity issues? You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get in on this conversation. The nerve of Democrats to talk about civility. Honestly, this is one of these things where I know I'm speaking for many of you, is saying these people who have lied, cheat, everything that they claim to be about, they have completely done to us. I'm talking about beating people up at Trump rallies, sending in, moles into these rallies to start trouble. Everything you can imagine, because let me tell you something. We aren't doing that. We are too busy. We are willing to fight fair. Tell me, Kevin, you're going to put on 12-ounce gloves, you need pads on your feet, a mouthpiece in a cup, no kicking to the groin, no eye gouging, no this or that. Fine, I got the rules. What? I'll kick your butt with those rules. Take the gloves off. Say, Kevin, it's a street brawl. Go for it. I'll fight with those rules. But give me the rules. The Democrats will give you the rules, then they will fight you like it's on the street in a life or death match. You're in there going, oh, so we're just going to move around and see who's the best under these circumstances? No problema. And they come in there with knives and guns and hand grenades ready to blow you up, and you got gloves on. They got brass knuckles with spikes on them. That's how the Democrats fight. They give you the rules, and then they just completely abandon them. How many times do I need to go back and tell you what was done to Donald Trump? Forget the FBI stuff and the FISA courts and all that stuff. Just look at what Hillary Clinton, what they tried to do, giving her answer, you know, questions to what was going to be on a debate. I mean, that's breaking the rules. Donald Trump didn't get that advantage. The advantage that the debate was being held by a media group who loves her, who hated Donald Trump, and across the board, she had built-in advantages, and they didn't care. The questioners were all people who didn't like Trump and liked her. The audiences were set up so that it would be weighted towards her. The television side of it was going to be weighted. The press was waiting to destroy Trump. They had already written the outcome of these debates before they ever even took place. I could go on. Forget the FBI and the CIA and the fact that the Obama administration targeted Trump. Before you even go there. The Russian, you know, planning the Russian story done by Hillary Clinton, the media picking it up, and then now let's go to the FISA courts and all that other stuff. The Trump administration now orchestrating in conjunction with the Clinton campaign to run with the Russian collusion farce, and you see where it's going to end up. It's going to end up with mud on their face. And people are questioning, are these pipe bombs, is it really real? Really? There was a thing that said there's more pipe bombs coming. How do you know that? How do you know that? I'm just curious. Just think about it this way. There's been X number of pipe bombs that have gone out. Now, could there be more? The speculation would be, yes, there could be. They're already going, no, there's more. Yeah, suspicious packages are now going all over. They're pretty soon going to be able to, a suspicious package is now going to be going to the DNC, to Hollywood, to this producer, to this director, and all that. Let me tell you, the outcome of this is, and I'll go out on that fruit-filled flimsy limb, the outcome of this is that if we get the real report, we'll find out it's a Democrat BS. Now, it's been debated. There was a lady, her name is Juliet Kayyem or something like that, and she talked about the false flag. So let's hear that if we got time.
Juliet, I've been wanting to talk to you about this because you actually addressed this false flag theory at length on Twitter today.
Yes.
Please explain the reasons why it could be a legitimate theory, but also how it needs to be weighed against other possibilities out
right.
there.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a little into trouble for that. So, look, of course, a lot of sort of right-wing or others are promoting a really, really dangerous false flag theory that Democrats and even the party itself plan this to make Trump look bad and to incite, you know, sort of anti-Trumpism. So what people need to know is the theory of the case is not known yet. So it is possible that this was a black flag or what you or a hoax operation by someone with political sentiments that align with anti-Trump sentiments. That's possible. Do I think that's probable at this stage? No. I'm looking at the rest of the evidence, and to me, as someone who knows something about these cases, I'm looking at this saying it is more probable than not that this is someone who has anti-democratic animus. But we shouldn't just dismiss the black flag theory only because we don't want investigators to dismiss it. In other words, good investigators right now are looking at the totality of the information. They should keep an open mind. If all the information leads in one direction, follow it. So,
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So again, that was Juliet Kayyem, and she's saying, look, you can't rule that out, because what the left says is, that's nonsense. There's no way that could happen. They just want to rule it out. Here's what I say. I say the probability, I think she's dead wrong, the probability is 99.9% that it is Democrat. But I will tell you, don't rule it out. But the other side of don't rule it out is, who cares? I don't care. If it turns out it's a crazy Republican or a conservative or whatever who sent this, I don't really care. It doesn't impact anything. I don't know why they would do it. But I'm going to tell you, I think the probability is this is a leftist, somebody who wants to try to gain sympathy for their party. Because what else do they have? Nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.